Pattinson. And I just feel works difference in the Gospels today again. It's about the to watch for the coming of the Lord. And said that the at the hour that we don't think that he's going to come. The less expected moments. We have to be ready. And you remember the Apocalypse, the last versicles of the Apocalypse says, we must ask our Lord to come back. We have to pray that he come back. Come Lord quickly, to restore and to take over the kingdom, to judge and deliver the dead. It's something that we should be praying and looking forward. And nobody knows the times, how long, or dates. Nobody can know that, those things. But we are obliged to pray because we want our Lord quickly to finish his work. We know that the number of the elect has to be complete before he comes. But I think it's a way of pushing us towards heavenly things to pray for the coming of our Lord. For the end of the world even to come and to give the reward and to punish the evil also. And he's going to come back on the clouds with power and majesty, with all the saints, to judge. To give the last last judgment on the Hebron valley, no? It's something that we don't pay too much attention, but as God wanted an Advent that we pray for His coming at Christmas, and Sundays in Advent are as said by the Church in such a way that we also are praying for the second coming of our Lord. And he wants that. For example, St. Augustine is the one who says that if we don't think in heaven enough, often enough, so the kingdom of God in heaven, as the reward at the end of our journey, we commit a venial sin, he says. We commit a sin if we don't think in heaven enough. So he said, the set of the St. John Apocalypse is Marathon, Lord, come soon, as soon as quickly come, Lord. It's our desire, our prayer. And St. John of the Cross was a great saint, of course. And our Lord asked him for his services, for his penances, for his love for him. He wanted a reward. He said, John, ask me whatever you want. I will give it to you for all that you have done for me. What do you want, John, for me to give you? And St. John of the Cross answered, he said, Lord, I want to suffer more for the love of thee. Give me suffering. He asked for suffering. So it's the same. Is the way to accelerate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and to increase in graces and merits and blessings. He was thinking in our Lord's glory, he was thinking in salvation of souls, he was thinking in the graces that we need. Exactly the Spirit, this is the Spirit that we need. Not to spare ourselves, not to have pity, not to pamper ourselves, but just the head on heaven, asking our Lord to come and to be joined to us soon, as soon as possible. Even to be taken out of this world is a prayer that is of the saints. So So it's not sinful to say, Lord, I want to die sooner than later, no? It's good, it's normal. Because we should prefer to go to be in heaven than to be on earth. And you know, this is the opposite of people in the world. They want to be longer in this life, and not to think too much in the other life. It's a sinful way of living, people. When we have birthdays, they say, "Oh Lord, many more years." No. It's not the spirit. No. Good quality, yes. Good quality of years, but if it's better to go, it's better to go now, as soon as possible. Very well purified. This is why I want to tell you that one of the stories of my great uncle, the bishop, just to have this spirit. He said he had three priests in his diocese. They were scandalizing the faithful. Badly, very badly. So he recalled them to his office. And he said to them, My sons in Christ, you have 1 month to change your life. If you don't change your life in 1 month, I will be praying that you will be taken out from this world. In sanctifying grace, yes, but out of this world. So he was doing that. So the month passed by, and the last day of the month, two of the priests die. Yes. And the third one, he noticed, was it the third day, and two die already, and he was the only one who was not dying yet. He ran quickly, the first taxi, went to the office of the bishop. He said, "Actually, don't keep praying for my death, please. I will promise to convert." And he knelt down and started crying. "I will convert because still I have a few hours." So he said, please, have pity on me. And so actually, yes, he converted. He knew the power of prayer. It's one of the prayers that few people understand. We can ask for the death of people, bad people. Yes, of course, to be taken away in sanctifying grace. Of course, we don't want them to go to hell. And the reason is because we must prefer the other life than this life, and we would more prefer people shorten their life, dying well, at least go to purgatory, than to keep harming, to keep risking their salvation. It's one of the ideas of the saints that we forget. But especially when we see much evil, it's normal to ask God to accelerate the punishment. It's normal but of course, asking God also at the same time to prevent hell, that hell will not prevail. Giving extra graces to souls, so extra opportunity, no? We know that people is so much iniquity that they would reject grace. But the capital punishment is having always a Catholic practice. So if you have to have this mentality, you have to accept capital punishment as the Church always did. It's better using the priest to this condemned to die, to try to convert him, but it's better for him to go, for this delinquent, after many opportunities and relapsing this person more and more. Yes, capital punishment. This is an idea. The good one has to go, and the evil should go. Should go. So let's reflect upon these things and ask the grace that our Lord come. Either He comes or we go. but pain our debts and in a holy manner, accelerating things is good. Good to ask for this. Because it's the way God looks at things. And to pray that people receive extra graces or last graces, last opportunity before the punishment and chastisement. It's why it's time of penance, it's a time of mortification, it's time of perfect contrition, it's time of grabbing the cross. It's not time for vacations or easy life. Or less, it's not time for commitments, compromises with the enemy, much less. Ever. So we have these graces, today's so Saint John of the Cross, and the Father and the Son, you can come to me.